A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 3rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the confusion in the Warriors' camp ahead of a match between Zimbabwe and Comoro tomorrow.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight, we are talking about the nation's number one sport, soccer. Of course, there is a confusion in the Warriors' camp.
And Zimbabwe faces Comoros in the second leg of the Champions match on Saturday. Zimbabwe won the first match 2-0 at Kufaro Stadium a week ago.
As has now become the norm, there is a lot of confusion. It's not clear whether the national team will actually leave today to go to Comoro, because Zifa was struggling to raise enough funds to fund the trip and also to pay the coach, who yesterday it was reported had actually stepped down, alleging that he had not been paid since September last year. And of course, Gibbs, I did manage to talk to the sports minister, Mr. Andrew Langer, who said he was engaged in a meeting with the Zifa officials. I asked him, of course, were the Warriors going to leave tonight? He said he did not want to commit himself. He'll only be prepared to talk when the wheels are in the air. And I also talked to the Zifa president, Cuthbert Dube, about the match, and he too was non-committal. He said they are still engaged in a meeting, so it's not clear as of now whether the Warriors will be leaving tonight to go to Comoros, the Indian island, to play that match. Gibbs,
what do you think about what is happening in Zifa? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. And remember that Calisto Pasua may be out of the Warriors right now as we speak. So give us your opinion, what you think about this. And this song that we're actually playing reminds me of the Dream Team. You still remember Fabish, you know?
Later, Fabish.
That's right. You think of players like Mercedes Rambos Banda. Mm-hmm. Think of players like Francis Shonai, Chawanda, Kumalo, Mashinkila,
Henry
and others.
Henry Makop, the bully.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Soccer was still soccer, man.
Nomen Mapeza, Mushina we Majuzi, they called him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, kune awo wa chango tibata nasi tila utinge tichitarisa nezwe chikwata che Zimbabwe kushuka parishu ino zinenge tutina unyazo jeka kutiwa koma na waru kusimuka ere kuenda kukomoro kumtambo wa wechan nekuti ndambo ota urane gurukota runa nezwe mitambo wa Andrew Langa wakativo wachiri msangano nda ataura osha kare na wakathbet Dube wakataura nyaya imwecheto. Imwecheteo yekuti vachiri msangano kuti vaone kuti vakomana vanga simukere nasi Gibbs.
yabambe izulu nyathemba ukuthi selizwile ukuthi lamhlanje ke esixoxa ngakho ke inguqu sizwile ke ukuthi uCalisto Pasua wan sefuna ukuthi athi fologohlo aphume khona ngale ke kuzifa sizwile njalo ukuthi kulomhlangano oyenziwayo part kwezifa leZimbabwe Sports Commission kuze kubuya ke lo khulumende bazama ukuthi badinga imali kucongozelozelwe phela ukuthi kwenze ukuthi abadlali baye khona ngale ke eComoros lapho kumele kuyedlala khona i second leg ye champions siyakhumbula ukuthi first leg Blessing iZimbabwe yawina 2-0 yanqoba ke iComoros kanti nje bemuntu bekhona ngale bakahlahlela nje inxeba kahlele phandle bazuze 0-0 sokulungile phela kodwa ukuthi basuke Harare mfowethu ya kungani kunzipa
I think whoever were first guest Gibbs and former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper Muzondi Wamugadza, they called him Lazy Muzo in his heydays. Good evening, Muzondiwa.
Good evening, thank you, man.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, I think you have heard by now, Muzondiwa, that you know the Warriors are stuck in Harare and Calista Pasua may have left the Warriors because he has not been paid for a long time. And now it's just ahead of a crucial tie with the Comoros tomorrow. What can you say about some of this kind of chaos, you know, happening in soccer in Zimbabwe?
Just like you said, I mean, you know, they're preparing for a crucial game. Mm. And you won't blame Pasua, you know, with his action, if he had to take the action of leaving the Warriors. Because if the results go the other way, Pasua is the one to blame. People will forget the preparations, but I won't blame him. At the same time, this has happened. Like, you know, this is the second time this is happening. The last game when they traveled by bus, it was a last-minute arrangement, which wasn't good for, you know, it wasn't conducive for any, you know, football player to just land and go into, you know, to play a game. So, you know, you can't blame Pasua. I'm not saying anybody's blaming him, but myself, I will support him all the way. Because it's not good for the guys as well. Because they're going out for a crucial game with no preparations whatsoever or climatizing, you know, wherever they're going.
Mm-hmm. And Musondiwa, you know, I like Zimbabweans, you know, even if there's a crisis, they always come up with something humorous. So I was reading, you know, on Facebook some posts, and typical Zimbabweans, they were saying probably Zifa forgot that Comoros, it's actually an island in the Indian Ocean. They were thinking that they will again use Munorama bus to travel to the Comoros, which is not possible. But Muzondi, what is the way forward? Because it appears the government itself is cash-strapped. Zifa has been struggling. What can be done to assist the national team?
It's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the corporate world, no one is willing to help Zifa. You know, individuals as well, they can't keep pumping money from their pockets to help, you know, a national team. They can help to a certain point, but there's some serious organization that needs to be done for Zimbabwean football to go back to where it was, you know, in the past decade or 20 years or so. It's hard. I don't think there is, at the moment, I can't come up with any, you know, kind of idea or solution to say this needs happening. I think Mr. Dube, if he loves Zimbabwe and the football itself, he should do the, you know, the onerous thing of, you know, leaving the post and leaving it to somebody else who might come in with new ideas and
yes, Gibbs.
Yeah, go to Hutting Abe inking a corner a Mugaza. Wungabe kumbe dube kumbe vele eziva kolangale kungani vela kwambigas. Loko lani la kalapana lalin king and what is kinning as a training, you know?
Yeah, personally, I don't think it would do all the problems. No. Mm. I mean, I've heard people sign with the trouble sign and this and that. But personally, I don't think it would do all the problems.
Thinking of... Yeah.
If the national, you know, Zimbabwe is the government itself, I'm sure there are, you know, there are ways to generate money with a bunch of people at the border. So meaning, I'm going to tell you, the sport is in a standard.
Mm. So what Mr. Mukasa is saying is that, you know, the government should chip in because the situation is really dire, you know, because Zipa appears to be running out of ideas and how to raise money and all those kind of things. Yeah, ekhona lapha ke saying lo mnumzana u Rapson okhona ngale ke eGoli baba Rapson unga unjani Rapson isizwe ngani ukhona ecingweni kambe unga unjani mnumzana
ngiyaphila linjani
hayi siphile kakhulu yes siyadaba ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle kangaka emsakazweni so ungathi ngakhona ukwenzakala ke ku Warriors khona ngale sibaba
Ah, into efuze biyenze kufuze ukuthi bixhumane lesikhulu esisodwa nje esezifa sikwazi ukukhuluma lase moyeni simbuze imbuzo direct ngoba into eyenzakalayo siyazi ukuthi kona ihlanganiso enkulu yebhola iFIFA inika ama association wonke ayebhola imali yokuthi run ibhola emazweni awo kodwa ke ungathi eZimbabwe sihlala sinenkinga ukuthi njalo nje maye iqembu lesizwe kufuzele edlala kuba nokushota kwemali imali le bayisa kuphi abayinikwa iFIFA yeah silenkinga yona le eZimbabwe ngoba lalabo abancane bagcina bengasadlali kwamanye ama competition yabona ama under 20 lama under 23 kuba nzima ukuthi bedlala njengakhona manje ama Warriors ahambe ngebhasi siyakude le Malawi sefike eZimbabwe
kodwa ubona Ubona ngazani kodwa vele okuhlupa kakhulu mnumzana. Kuyini vele ongani insika yankona lapha?
Ngibona laba abaphethe kuze iZifa iyona inkinga ngoba inhlanganiso enkulu emeli ilizwe lonke emsebenzi nguqo. So okungcono ukuthi nje kuzanywe ukuthi kuzanywe iplan khona lapha na uhulumeni la ingenelele bona ukuthi imali mayifakwa yiFIFA. Imali leyo isebenza leyo msebenzi efuze ukuthi isebenze na kumbe lezi zikhulu lazo ziyazifumbathisa
phela ngase sidinga imali kukhulumende lapha-ke mnumzana kuyabe kukhanya ngazane sesifuna ukusenga ilitshe phela akula nix phela kona ngani
akula nix yethu yikho lokho phela esikutshwa ukuthi ngabe liyabaletha bona lapho izikhulu sibabuze ukuthi le mali efakwa yiFIFA iminyaka neminyaka iyakuphi ngoba ezinye inhlanganiso zebhola ziyaphumelela ukuyodlala emazweni ziyaphuma ziyahamba zizake zibe le nkinga
so ke ungatshelani ke abantu bezimbabwe ngakhona kokwenzakalayo
ngalokho kwenzakalayo uminister of sports kufuze ukuthi naye esukume manje sibone ukuthi kathi uminister of sports usebenzani ngoba maye ngahlala phansi ngeke sibone ukuthi usebenzani kutho ukuthi kufuze ithitshwe phela laphana kungabi le portfolio kaminister of sports
Yes, sizwile phela ukuthi kade esemhlanganweni labantu bezifa bakhulukhuluma kodwa sike sithi ukuphumeni phakathi. So singathi enxa ekhona ngale ngensida enxa uyancedisa khonokho asikwazi. Lapha ngumkhulumeli kodwa.
Uyancedisa ngoba anti liyabona ukuthi thina sizosola yena vele Minister of Sport ngoba sizothi kade vele i-portfolio liyana ngeyani ngoba akulatshintsho kwezemidlalo.
Yebo phela. Hayi, siyabonga Mnumzana Robson.
Yebo.
So according to Mr. Robson, you know, the Minister of Sport should actually play a crucial role in actually alleviating the situation as ever. So he says, you know, FIFA always gives associations worldwide some money to use, you know, but in Zimbabwe, nothing is happening really. He's really unhappy, you know.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Tinemwe mtereri, vama ture, varigu DRC, magadi. Aiwa tiri nani muri kupi chaiko ku DRC ku Lumumbashi ku Kinshasa kupi
Kulonzi kukolowezi pamutanda
muri kuinzwa nyaya iri mudariro nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yeZimbabwe National Team zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka vakomana vachiri muHarare vanga vachida kuti vaende kuComoros uku
Go 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 kuti iyoyo igare iri on standby because idambudziko rava kuzama kurozi hatiramba tava chezvimwe chedu kuti nizatifunge
Saka muri kuti mari ye vakomana
ve sponsor wacho ye ari ni sponsor ari mwe vanoya vachinja na kuva bosiyo bva vari pana mudzwero uro handizivi kuti ati mari yani vati vari kuita ndeipi kana vigara vasina tonu shizi gara ti vanhu vanotema isu vazva Zimbabwe chinhu chainoda maZimbabwe anda bhora ende vanhu vese vanotambudzira anda bhora hatina mari yake mari dzobhadhara timu yetu saka nyika ngaizame kuva nebudget iri constant iri reliable we do not talk about this issue anymore tinakuwana answer inouya una minister yatizokuti mari inoshaya sei
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru vamature nekupinda muchirongwa chedu vamaturure aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tatenda zvikuru aiwa tinotenda zvikuru aiwa tinotenda vamaturure vanga vachitaura kuti he was essentially saying that the government must set aside a budget for the national team because this is a perennial problem and every minister who has that ministry is well aware that ZIFA he has been struggling for years so he's saying that it must be in the country's national budget and this is embarrassing according to him and Zimbabwe is a soccer loving nation and such things are heartbreaking.
I think the Shuruku Shumba has spoken, right?
The lion of Shuruku.
Yes, the lion of Shuruku. So Mr. Mkaza, I think what Mr. Shumba was saying here is, you know, why not the state is set, you know, try by all means to set aside a budget for the national team? Is that possible? Do you think so?
Not with the current situation. It's unfortunate, but it's something that should be happening. It's unfortunate at the same time that no one seems to be accountable for all these. This is happening. You know, people are calling for Mr. Dube's head, but the minister of sport as well should be answerable to to all what is happening at the moment. Yeah.
Kodwa ubona zani imali ke ingavela ngapi? Anti wathi ilizwe lehluleka lokubhadala isebenzi. So pho manje lingayithola ngapi budget?
Ikho ngikutshela ukuthi liyahlupha ukuthi imali yakhona iyavela ngapi. Akuyazakali. Akuyazakali. So kufuze sithembele enkosini.
Kodwa ke nxa kukuthi kungasiwo khonokho, kambe ukhona yini ongaphutsha nje athi asincedisene nama-warriors asenzeni lokhu kumbe kube le fund yama-warriors kungenzakala khonokho?
I think it's something that can happen. Ingayenzakala. Is it because like Mr. Shumba was saying Zimbabwe is a soccer loving nation. I'm sure with the masses of Zimbabweans that are outside the country, they'll be willing ukuthi bencedise. If now ungathola abantu bonke abaphandle abathanda ibhola befake $1 towards the national team. It's not ukuthi sifuna $10 or anything, it's just $1. You calculate that ukuthi kuyafika kuyimalini ekhaya. But again, i-accountability yakhona iyezahlupha futhi imali yakhona izasebenziswa njani.
Ubusela kolapho
because lapha from under 14, that class would be like under 14 national team.
Yes.
Up to this date, open Zimbabwe is a problem, EMI. So, like the like under 20, under 23 national team, Oku Kalon EMI. So, if you said if you have improvement, then Zagala, many will somewhere, Lapoku Sulapon.
I say also one because I'm going to catch on. So according to Mr. Mkaza, you know, he says he started playing with the Warriors at the age of 14. You know, up to the senior national team, problems have always been there. So I don't know how we are missing the point here. You know, how is ZIFA failing to run football? It boggles the mind, right?
That's true. And I won't be surprised if ZIFA still owes Muzondiwa money from the time when he was still playing for the under 14s.
So, are you not owed any money? Maybe they still owe you, right?
They still owe me. Maybe now it's 10 to 0.00.
Because of inflation, of course. Tinemwe mutereri mukoma bora mberi makadi.
Mukoma pressing.
Eh, zviri sei?
Ya, ndafatongosara pabhora chete takasara paworld cup ndauya futi nebhora.
Eh, taurai tizwe muri kuona sei zviri kudetsa kuzipa izvi.
Mukoma ndeurombori nyaya zipa, nyaya iri pomazvotodiwa ka. Zipa yese yatobva zvayo kuya management nyowani. Inemo inoda zvebhora.
Taurai zvenyu.
Wanyo bifo wese, wese wanhu vanyuma vakatamba vakatamba bhora. Vanoziva kuti bhora rinotambwa sei namari bhora.
Aiwa, tinokutenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru ngoma wangu.
Mufarise bhora wese.
Aiwa,
bhora mberi kepekepe bhora.
Aiwa, hoi muri kepekepe.
Ya, rebhasa roga.
Ha, basi kona ndo yangu.
Azi bhora ndiyo kuti mesi.
Anditika.
Bye-bye.
Bye, mkoma bhora mberi. Of course, we both support Barcelona. He's saying panoti Messi, ndo panoti bora.
Mm-hmm. And also, Messi and Messi.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's always Messi and 10 others.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he's also saying that according to him, the solution is to bring former soccer players like Muzondi Wamgadza to do the administration of Zifa, because some of the characters who are running football at Zifa, they've never played football and they don't really understand what's going on, the problems that the players are facing. For example, Gibbs.
Mr. Mkaza, there is an offer there. I think if there were elections in Zimbabwe concerning Zifa, where members of the public will vote. Already you've got one vote, right? Would you take it? Would you take it?
I don't know about that. I know people, you know, they've raised that issue with the, you know, former footballers have to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, are we qualified to do so? That's one thing. That's the question that will, you know, have to be posed to everybody. Are we able to run the football, the administration side of it? We can talk all we want and say, it's time, you know, former footballers to run the football, which is good because we love the sport. We understand the sport. We'll put, you know, 100% or 110%, you know, towards, you know, the development of football. But are we qualified to do so? That's the question.
What's the answer there? What's the answer? Are you qualified?
Small footballers have to be, you know, willing to go to, you know, to courses that will teach them how to be administrators. Because at the moment, everybody seems to be attending the coaches, you know, coaching badges, but no one seems to be focusing on the other side of football, because football is not about coaching only. It's got the administration side as well. So that's where we, you know, probably we are letting as well as ourselves in Zimbabwe, where we have to focus on the other areas as well of football.
I think it's raising a very important point. You know, you can have kicked the ball, but coming to administer it could be another different game altogether, right?
But of course, in UEFA, you have Michel Platini and, one of the best players. He is a good administrator, I think. And just across the border in Zambia, Kalusha Bwalya is doing wonders.
Again, all these guys have played football at its highest level. I'm sure at some point they did attend, the administration courses. As much as they attended the, you know, the coaching badges as well. But I've been home a few times. I know almost all the former players, mm-hmm. you know, they've got the coaching pages.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked a question as well, as much as, you know, I might be saying this, I've asked the question, why is everybody doing the, you know, the coaching pages rather than doing the other side of football?
Mm-hmm.
Football is not about coaching only. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that can be done. We can be physiotherapists
mm-hmm.
in football. We can be medics.
Mm-hmm.
We can be administrators. Mm-hmm. But no, none of us are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as much as I can be saying that, I'm part of that as well. Mm-hmm. I'm failing the system.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mzo. Please do stay on the line. And I think we are now being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Mo Moyo, a former soccer player himself. Mr. Moyo today is in Kariba. How is Kariba, Mo?
Kariba is okay. Bless you.
It's not as cold as Harare?
No.
It, it's warm.
it's actually warm.
Wow.
Know? There's a big difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Mo, we are talking about the national team. I did manage to talk to Mr. Cuthbert Dube, but he said he was in a meeting. He did not want to promise whether the Warriors will travel tonight, but he was hopeful. And I also talked to the Minister of Sports, Mr. Andrew Langer, who also said he was in the same meeting and they were working flat out to ensure the Warriors will use a chartered flight to go to Comoros ahead of their match tomorrow. There's still a lot of confusion, but of course many are hoping that Zimbabwe will be able to go and play that match tomorrow. And we are discussing about soccer players like yourself not becoming administrators, because one caller had said maybe to turn things around, you as former players must go into administration more.
I think I support that idea,
mm-hmm.
but Muzo was saying, there is a big gap between playing and administering.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot that needs to be done for us to be able to be administrators as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still of the same notion that most of the players that have, when they are done with their football, they are mm-hmm. straight going into coaching. And no administrative badges are being taken.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes very difficult for us to just walk in and start. But all the same, I still feel even if we put a soccer player with the current situation,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they will fare much better.
Mm-hmm.
Because the situation on the ground,
mm-hmm.
economically,
mm-hmm.
is not very supportive of
mm-hmm.
Sport other than the business
mm-hmm.
themselves. So it will be still very difficult for us to do very well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mo, and please do stay on the line. And also, Muzo, please do stay on the line. Of course, Mo is saying if you try to be the administrator, to be the Zifa president at the current moment,
you fail.
you know, the economy is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tantamount to rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
Mm.
You have the same result.
Yes.
Or you are just delaying the inevitable.
Do you think so? That's a new dimension there. Do you think so? What Mr. Momo is saying there? Yeah,
I agree. He's probably saying the same thing that I just said. I agree 100%, because there is no way right now one of us will think, okay, you would turn things around. That's a tantamount, you know. It's a thing to think of and say you will change the football. It's very hard. I agree with more.
So stay on the line, and also more, please do stay on the line. Mkoma Godfrey, mwemtereri wedu rambai muri parunare. And of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.